Blink, and you might have missed it. In just 3 weeks, there was a profound shift in the landscape for energy and environment issues in Alaska. There were at least 4 big developments since December 20th, largely thanks to the Trump administration. In case you didn't catch them all, Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk has this review.
Most Alaskans probably know about the biggest news story on the list because it's a doozy.
They tried in Ronald Reagan. They tried with the Bushes. They tried with everybody. They never got ANWR, but we got ANWR in this bill. So we have ANWR. We have mandate.
Item number one. On December 20th, President Donald Trump signed a tax bill into law opening part of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil development. This was a huge win for Alaska's political leaders and a huge loss for environmental groups who fought oil drilling in the refuge for nearly 4 decades. And while we're on the subject of oil in the Arctic, the Trump administration made another big announcement in the first few days of 2018.
Today we're embarking on a new path for energy dominance in America, particularly on offshore.
That's item number two. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke announced he is putting Arctic waters back on the table as part of the new draft plan for offshore drilling leases. And the plan would also open the door for oil development off pretty much all of Alaska's other coasts, except for Bristol Bay. And speaking of Bristol Bay, that brings us to item number three. In late December, the Pebble Limited Partnership finally submitted a permit application to build a gold and copper mine in southwest Alaska, a hugely controversial project because of its proximity to the Bristol Bay salmon fishery. The Obama administration had pretty much stalled Pebble, but now it's moving forward again. How much have things changed now that Donald Trump is in the White House? Here's Pebble CEO Tom Collier.
I think it's dramatic.
Another part of Alaska feeling the dramatic shift in Washington, D.C. is King Cove. That's the last big news story on our list. Item number four. In the first week of January, the city of King Cove said it reached a deal with the Trump administration to build a road through the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge. All told, the Trump administration is ushering in a historic shift in how Alaska's resources are managed, from the North Slope to Bristol Bay. But most of the decisions aren't final yet, and environmental groups are guaranteed to keep fighting these changes, including in court. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.
Now for some context on these big policy changes, I'm joined by Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin. Hi, Liz.
Hey, Lori.
Liz, how did this all happen at the same time?
Well, a lot of these things, most of these things have been percolating for years and years. And after a few months, almost a year of unified Republican control in Washington, you know, that gave time for one more round of incubation. And then bingo, everything hatches at the end of the year, just when people are getting ready to leave for vacation. Deadlines produce results.
So, Liz, no single factor at work here?
Yeah, that's right. I asked Senator Lisa Murkowski about that. She said, no, it wasn't just one thing, but even she sounded a little stunned by the pace. Here's what she said.
Oh, my goodness. It's like the beginning of the new year, though, and it's kind of nice to know that some of the things that we've been working on for decades, we've made some real progress.
When do you think we'll see action on the ground on these changes?
Oh, it'll take a while. For the Arctic Refuge, the next step is probably updating the government's assessment, you know, the document that says how much oil is there. We could possibly see 3D seismic work done in the refuge this winter, maybe. As for Pebble, they just submitted a permit application so far. It's a big move. It was a long time in coming, but of course the permit would need approval. And in all of these issues, we can probably say that lawsuits are likely.
What's the story with this massive offshore leasing expansion? We've seen in the news some states pushing back. Talk a little about that with us.
All right. Let me first point out that it's a draft proposed program, so like a draft. It is really massive. It is most federal waters and all the planning areas around Alaska except for Bristol Bay. But, you know, we could think of this as kind of a statement, the administration's political statement that all of these areas should be open. And now that that's on the table, they begin the process of winnowing. Both Secretary Zinke and the Alaska senators have said that they are open to hearing about which areas are sensitive and should not be available for leasing. We should also point out that for most of the planning areas around Alaska, there really aren't any assessments showing that there's a great deal of resource potential. So in the end, the lease sales might be limited to the Arctic and Cook Inlet, as we've seen before.
Liz, things have been happening so fast. And how are environmental groups handling what could be seen as a string of defeats?
Yeah, they are feeling beleaguered, attacked on all sides. I think there's also, from some of them, I'm hearing an effort to really pick their battles and not get distracted, not waste their resources on proposals that are likely to fizzle. But yeah, I would say they are feeling exhausted, and they say that their membership has trouble just following what's going on.
All right, Liz, thanks for keeping an eye on these things in Washington for us.
You betcha.
That was Liz Ruskin, Alaska Public Media's Washington, D.C. correspondent.